Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Well, today, November the 30th, the first Sunday of Advent, December 1st tomorrow. Who's ready for Christmas? Yeah, okay, yes. Keep it going well. Hey, I do love the Christmas season, even in the hustle and bustle of all this going on. One of my favorites is the gift giving, and those gifts over the years have taken on a variety of looks down through those seasons. Well, when I've given gifts, many of those gifts that I've put out there, they have this words on the box or the package, and it says, assembly required. I put together racetracks, dollhouses, playgrounds, Barbie stuff, Legos, models, games, and I've even attempted some furniture over the years. You get all those pieces, decals, frames, you got some nuts, some bolts. Yeah, okay. The guy side of me has started to put together a desk. And while two panels look very similar, same color, same size, well, I found out a little too late and had to back up and redo some steps. They looked a lot similar, but you see, they had different holes there for the dowels, and you're supposed to put glue here, and you start to realize, oh, they look the same, shape the same, but one is made for the right side of the desk, and one is made for the left side of the desk. Ruby's a few feet away, so she can't poke me in the ribs on that one. Hey, the fact is, along with some assembly required, the manufacturer didn't expect us to navigate this construction project all on our own. There's those little pieces of paper with some very specific directions. What are they called? You got it. You're already there. We're already moving along here. Those are the instructions and the guidelines. And there's a rare task, a rare project that does not have some type of instructions for you. I wish that I had paid more attention to the instructions. I would have saved time and probably some aggravation of frustration along the way. Now, I have learned to pay closer attention to the paper. And I will say, there is some satisfaction in stepping back and going like, that looks good. And I did that anyway, but it doesn't happen often, but hey, I'll take it. Now, I've only referred to relatively small items, but there are certainly bigger projects and more important areas to consider. There are larger structures. There's buildings, there are houses. And then we move from a physical structure to the more intangible areas of life. What about building relationships? What about our mindset? What about our goals? Spiritual matters. What about your relationship with God? Your connections with others? Well, today, our theme is on building solid relationships. How do we build? What is important in that process? Well, similar to the Christmas gifts and projects, there are guidelines for these intangibles. There are instructions that help our lives to go well, to be better, to be successful. There's a plan to follow to achieve that life success here on earth and then beyond into eternity. When our Sunday morning series, Pastor Marie has been highlighting renewing our mindset. Last week's focus was on life lessons from the Blue Jays, from that World Series. And it was full of disciplines to strengthen that resolve to renew our mindset. Today's text is found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And I'm going to start to read at verse 24. And it says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person. Now, if I just pause there, what were those teaching? Anyone who listens to my teachings. Well, you see, verse 24 is the concluding teaching time from Jesus, and it's a culmination of several days together with large groups of people, and they were listening to him. It's recorded as the Sermon on the Mount, and it's found in Matthew chapters 5, 6, 7, and heading into chapter 8. And Jesus has taught and given instruction over a whole ton of life lessons. We have the Beatitudes in there. It says, blessed are the poor and recognize their need for Him. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are humble. Blessed are those who are merciful or pure or peaceful. It moves into talking about being salt and light to our world and interacting with those around us. It talks about understanding the law and the commandments that are there. It even talks about how we express and deal with anger, potential revenge, our marriage relationships and commitments. It talks about loving our enemies. It talks about giving to the needy. It talks about prayer, fasting, how we see each other, how we see God and our provision and our master, who we seek and trust, judging others. And the list goes on. The golden rule is in there about treating others. It talks about how our relationship with God is found through a narrow gate. And it talks about looking for and producing the right fruit. Folks, the God of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth, the giver of life, didn't abandon us and leave it to each of us to figure out all these steps on our own. He gave instructions. Amen? Here on the side of a mountain, Jesus, after hours and hours of teaching these spiritual lessons that impact every area of our lives, Jesus brings them, and I believe brings us, face to face with the truths that have been shared. Allow me to finish those verses. He says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on solid rock, though the rains come in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds their house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Which house do I want? Which house do I believe you want? What's the house that stands and it won't collapse? But does that just happen? Does that just happen? You have a house that stands and one that doesn't? Does that just happen? Well, you know the answer. There are steps to put in place. But Jesus, in this passage, he really leaves it up to the listeners. These principles, these guidelines, these words that he says, and then throughout Scripture, these solid foundational truths, if put into practice, will produce godly and eternal results. Anyone who listens is wise. Anyone who disobeys is foolish. It's wise, foolish. There's not a whole lot of middle ground in there. We can have all the supplies given to us, but they need to be assembled well. Did the people back then listen? Do I listen? Do you listen all the time? Well, James 1:22 says, don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. Well, there's no doubt that Jesus was the ultimate teacher. And throughout the Sermon on the Mount, he has used parables, those stories and analogies and words that connect a spiritual lesson to some common imageries and pictures that people could relate to. So here in this passage, there's three areas I believe that we can highlight pretty clear. We got some physical things that relate to those spiritual matters. You see, we have a house. There's a structure. Then we have a physical foundation. And then it talks about the wind and the rain. Well, spiritually, the structure, our lives, it's right there. And then we have a spiritual foundation. And folks, then we have those storms and challenges that come along in our lives. Well, two areas were familiar and similar to both builders, and I believe for you and I, and then one very different aspect. Well, you got the wind and the rain. If I look at my notes, I say it's approaching the winter months here in Canada. We know that there will be snow at some point. Well, we found that out somewhere between midnight last night and 7 o'clock this morning that the snow does show up. Hey, folks, it didn't matter how I felt about it. Nope, I don't want snow. Well, the snow came along. Weather comes along. And it really doesn't matter what part of the world that you are listening to or you are living in. There's always weather. There's going to be wind, rain. There could be snow. There's going to be heat. There's going to be cold. There could be stronger winds and even more rain. Do I have to tell you that spiritually, that there will be storms that will come along? Some that we don't have any control over, and others may be the result of some of our own decisions. With some of those storms that can come along, they can relate to our health. It can relate to sorrow. I can feel neglect. There can be poverty. There can be tension. There can be pain. There can be death, rejection, disappointment, temptation, failure. There's going to be things along the journey. Should that catch us by surprise? Well, it shouldn't. John chapter 16, verse 33 says, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows." But does it stop there? Absolutely not. It says, "You will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." Amen? Aren't you glad that Jesus is there, no matter what we're going through, that we can overcome it because having Jesus in our lives. Folks, our desire, our prayer, our hope is that you and I, we don't collapse under the magnitude and the pressures, the challenges that we encounter in this life. Those are the wind, the storms, the challenges that come along. Well, the second common element we have is the house. It's the structure. And here in our story, I'm going to take a little bit of editorial license or liberty. I'll assume that the building materials, they were all the same. That they all came from the same building supply down at the corner of the street down there. They all came from the same place. And upon completion of the house, all the rooms are good for use, and we can enjoy what's available there for us. That's the house. Well, what's the structure? You and I each have a life. And while the circumstances may be different and unique, there's a journey set before us to enjoy. Jesus said that he's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. There's a journey set out for us to enjoy. But we move in and out of these different seasons, these different rooms of our lives. And if I can just say, for many, and for lots of times, things can go along as usual. Just pretty good. Here's the imagery I get from Jesus' parable and the use of certain words. He says that there are torrents and floodwaters when they come along. And that makes me think that the house is built well enough to take some rain, some wind, to deal with some of the issues that come along. But then what about those really big storms? Or what if they all come at once? We get the rain, the wind, the floodwaters. Is that house going to stand firm? What if all of those hit me at the same time? Will I stand firm? Will I be able to withstand the storms that the enemy has placed out there before us? Will I be able to withstand those pressures? How do we build to withstand those pressures? Well, that's two elements that are familiar to both builders. And yet there's one very different aspect in these scenarios. And it's all about the foundation. We sang that already. Build my life upon that foundation. So it's how our lives, how that structure, how we can enjoy, endure, and withstand the pressures that life brings along. A moment ago, I said that the builders, I'll say they have the same material. They went to the same place. But do we really think that the houses actually cost the same or took the same amount of time to build? We see the wise man, it says, built his house on bedrock. The foolish man on sand, on ground with no foundation. The sandman, I was thinking as I typed those words, there's probably a message in there for some Marvel comic people and all that. The Sandman, you see, the Sandman was probably in his house faster, less pain, less cost, a lot more time to relax, to sit back, probably had less permits to deal with. He was probably sitting on his deck while the other guy was still digging and probably living with his in-laws waiting to get the new place ready. Well, while the foolish man found an area to place his structure and build, there's absolutely no comparison to the solid rock that the wise men built upon. You see, folks, the foundation is crucial in having that strong structure that can withstand years of storms. While I'm not a builder or much of a handyman, and I look around and I see people in front of me that are skilled carpenters, tradesmen, well, while I'm not, I did marry into a family that can almost do anything. Ruby's older brother, Alvin, owns a fishing and hunting lodge on the Gander River in central Newfoundland. It's called White Cliff Lodge, and I believe there might be a picture that would come up for you, and here it is right on the Gander River. Shout out to Alvin if you're watching. Well, you see, Alvin not only owns the lodge, but he cleared the land, cut the trees, prepared the lumber, built the structure, and his lodge has been open for many years and quite busy, I might add. Well, I asked Ruby to give Alva a call and ask him, what was the hardest part about this project? And without hesitation, he said, foundation. And his words, if you don't got a good foundation, it'll all tumble down. No truer words, and said just like Alvin would say, if you don't got a good foundation, it'll all tumble down. Folks, the foundation provides the stability and the strength of the structure when the bad weather or those bad times hit. The foundation provides a strength that is not always visible. You see, what we see does not always show that full picture. My friends, we may not always see or understand God's ways, but I know, as Psalm 62:2 says, that He alone is my rock and salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Hey, let's say it together. He alone is my rock and salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Folks, that foundation needs to be put in place before the rest of the house begins to be built. It's too late to try and fix things and build a stronger wall, a more strong foundation when things are starting to fall apart. Well, the foundation needs to be built right. When you start to dig the foundation, now, I've only really had one experience at laying something like this, and I had a very small part to play, just like moving crushed stone and moving gravel and doing all of this. But someone had to start to dig that foundation. And that first layer of soil can be pretty easy. You're sort of breaking ground. You're sort of moving that. But you know, the deeper you go, the tougher it will be until you hit that bedrock that you can put that solid foundation on. To ensure a solid foundation, it is going to require much more effort. And you might start and you go, wow, this is tough. I think I'm just going to stop right there at the next level of ground. But no. You have to keep digging till you hit that solid rock so you can build that foundation on. You got to dig deep, work hard to get there. There's a parallel account of this passage in Matthew. It's found in Luke chapter 6, verse 48. And it says, it is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. The foundation will take time. It's going to take work to reach that bedrock. It will cost more dollars to do this. Well, folks, sometimes in our spiritual journey, being a disciple, there's some easy processes, but then there's some really tough work. The road will not always be easy. Scripture says that we are to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow him. It will cost us to follow Jesus Christ. But is it worth it? Absolutely. You get that solid foundation that we can build upon. The foundation needs to be in the right soil. I hear that if there are contaminants in the soil, before a builder goes in, a contractor goes in to put a building or structure in process, they test the land just to make sure the ground, just to see if there's anything in there. And there's potential that if there are contaminants in the ground, that it will affect the material and thereby affect the foundation, and the foundation and structure will be compromised. Well, spiritually, if sin is present, our lives will be compromised. Your foundation will be weakened. James chapter 4, verse 17 says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. It is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Spiritually, that foundation is based on God's love for us and our love for him. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, familiar words, says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, folks, the most important relationship foundation is with God. The Christmas message is all about Jesus coming to earth because of God's love for his creation. Friends, we build our lives on the spiritual foundation with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. I don't know if in this group, in-house or online, that you've never made that decision to say, I want Jesus Christ in my life. That's the most important relationship that we can have. If you're curious or want to know more about this relationship with God through Jesus Christ, online you can leave a note in the chat box and one of our leaders will reach out to you and just have some back and forth with you, just trying to answer some of your questions. In-house, if you've never made that decision to accept Jesus Christ, there will be people around after our service that will be happy to say, yeah, you begin that step with Jesus Christ, and you can begin to lay that strong foundation that you'll be able to encounter and deal with the things that come along our lives. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, 17 says, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem, a firm and tested stone. It is a precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. Whoever believes need never be shaken. I will test you with the measuring line of justice and the plumb line of righteousness. You see, that cornerstone was the first item that was put in place that provided that strength and guidelines for the rest of the construction. It was key there. And then the plumb line provided the line or mark that needed to be followed if the building or the structure was to remain straight. I will admit, I've used a plumb line a couple of times with someone else's guidance, but I did go online and go, just to be able to see how that weighs down and how can mark the plumb, just Bob just sort of hangs down, does that, how you can mark a line straight. You start with that plumb line and it lines everything up so everything is straight. If the construction line is even a fraction off from that note, that mark, your structure has potential to be compromised and potential to lean one way or another. And there are numerous examples of how that has happened over time, where buildings started out to be straight, but then something happened along the lines. They missed that mark. Folks, spiritually, everything needs to be lined up with the plumb line. For the believer, it is what? It's the Word of God. We ensure that the different aspects of our lives line up with the Word. Don't move, but stay straight on course. That spiritual foundation needs Bible in our lives. We need God's Word in our lives, reading, listening in our lives. We need prayer to be active in our lives, individually, corporate. Tuesday night connected prayer. This week is on Zoom. Next week we'll be in-house and we'll be able to celebrate and pray together. Prayer needs to be important in life. Hey folks, gathering together on a Sunday morning when we're able to do that, you've braved a few slippery streets and you've cleared your driveways. It's good to get together. We love those online, but we love being together, being in church, being able to encourage each other. That's part of building that strong foundation. Connections with each other. Here at PPC, we have life groups. And those are opportunities that you and I can just pray together, can encourage each other, can be strengthening to each other. Good times to meet. And I believe it's just not all about receiving. A spiritual foundation is when we give, when we're in service in church, and we can give to the body and use our giftings and skills to be able to give back. Spiritual foundation, folks, it's about receiving forgiveness, but at times it's about giving forgiveness. Spiritual foundation is about obedience. And what did I say? That cornerstone, that first step is in Jesus Christ. We have to remember that the very first, most crucial part of the building is the cornerstone, which is Christ Jesus himself. It's not my grandma. It's not my parents. It's not the pastor. It's not my spouse. It is Jesus Christ. And if I can just take a moment and speak to the family environment and building a strong foundation. In your family, allow godly principles to guide your life inside the doors of your home and not just outside the doors of your home. What am I saying? Am I saying that behind those doors at home that you are going to be perfect or you got to put up this fake or strong image for your family? No. They will see some very human traits show up at times. But I'm saying be real. Admit mistakes, errors. Give honor where honor is due. Let your family see that church, that godly things are important. Include spiritual matters in your home. Find times to be together and have spiritual conversations with your partner, with your spouse, with your kids, and have them relate to life. Now, do I suggest that you go home with your grade 11 kid and all of a sudden say, Pastor Rob says we're going to have spiritual moments and we're going to have our prayer time right now. Folks, I am not in any way suggesting it, but what I am saying is find 5 minutes with that teenager and just say, hey man, how's school really going? You know we trust God. Can we just have a quick word of prayer about what's coming up for the day? And you just say, God, bless Mel, bless Carwin, bless John, bless David. Lord, help them today. I know high school is not easy, but bless them, watch over them today. Take a few moments to just encourage your kids. Advent, Andre lit the candle today. Advent is an easy way, I think, to build a spiritual awareness with your children. There's so many ways of incorporating Advent. Sure, there's the chocolate Advent calendar, and I'm saying, sure, use that, but accompany it with a verse or a reminder along the way. There's lots of ways to do that. Spiritual priority does not necessarily mean longer times. I think they can be very meaningful times. Spiritual priorities, spiritual foundations require time and effort. And I've been along the journey long enough to know that other priorities show up. Parents, the academics, the sports, the music dream, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, or maybe it's your job, maybe it's your investments that you've placed your trust in a foundation that was not spiritual, was not founded on godly principles. Is Jesus your foundation, or are you building your hopes, dreams, future, your eternity on things that can collapse, fade, liquidate, sink, or be washed away when life really happens? Do I think it's easy to get comfortable, live our lives, and believe that things are okay? We may have weathered some things along the way and gone that way and not really having God as our priority. But as good as things have gone, if the foundation isn't strong, one day it just may fall apart. I came across this news clip some time ago, and I thought it would be appropriate for today. I believe it's going to come up on the screen for you. I will say that no one was injured, but have a listen.
Video of a workplace accident showing a massive truck plunging into a lake after the shoreline suddenly gave way. Rockstar Enterprises says August 26th, there was an unexpected shoreline collapse during a fish restoration project. The truck went under, but luckily the operator was able to get out unharmed and swim to safety. There it is going in. Incredible. Company says this really underscores the importance of continuous risk assessments, especially when working near water. It says an investigation is underway to understand what led up to this collapse and how to prevent similar incidents going forward.
We will say again that no one was hurt. And guys, I'm looking at time, so I'll just keep going. I had them ready to play that again. But I say, don't wait for a disaster to occur before realizing that your foundation wasn't strong. We think things are safe, but maybe all along we are in danger. If you look back at that video clip, you can see that there were tracks already there. So the truck driver had done this journey before. There was no apprehension on his part, but at this time he goes, I'm just going to keep going around. And then before he knows it, he is in real danger. Hey folks, when we do things with our own mindset, it may look right in our eyes. What does Proverbs 22:21 verse 2 say? People may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord examines the heart. People, I may be right in my own eyes, but the Lord examines the heart. Our focus and priority can easily move from God and to ourselves or to others in our lives. We can become focused on what people see. We build our house on culture. We build our house on tradition. We build our house on what we think is the right thing to do. We build our house on what our parents wanted. There are times we build on anything but Christ alone. And herein lies the real danger. And I trust that we've seen the flags or will see the flags that are there for us, those red flags that pop up. My foundation needs to be on Christ. If not, my spiritual life is in danger. You see, Jesus declared this pretty clear. Just a couple of verses before this account of the wise and foolish builder, Jesus says these words in verse 21. He says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. That's not Rob's words today. I'm sharing them with you. I'm saying them vocally to you, but that's what Scripture says. That's God's word. You've heard Pastor Marie say it lots of times. It's not Pastor Marie saying this. This is God's word that's saying that. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Much of our preaching in this year has been about rebuilding, and Pastor Marie has preached, pleaded, prayed that you and I would make the effort, take the action to change, repent, refocus, to build spiritual truths. And Jesus gives a clear reminder. He wasn't given the reminder today for those groups on the hill a couple of thousand years ago. He's giving it to you and I right here at 1920 Bailey Street, you listening online today. We need to work at making sure that our foundation is in the right place. Our eyes are on Jesus Christ. Amen? I heard an expression that says, we get old too fast and we get wise too late. We get old too fast and we get wise too late. I say, be the wise man today and seek Jesus more and let him be your foundation. That solid rock Where do we build that relationship foundation? It is on Christ alone. The master builder has given the instructions, whether there's some assembly required or lots of assembly required. Let's keep following those guidelines and directions that are laid out in Scripture that will help to build those solid foundation in our relationship with God and others. I want the house that stands. I want the solid foundation. I want the life that withstands the storm. If I want that for me, I absolutely want that for yourself. And I believe that you want that. You want the house that stands, the life that will withstand and be able to deal with the storms that come along. Listen to God's word. Put it in action. Get rid of the clutter and face the storms, knowing your foundation is built on Jesus, built on God's word, built on prayer, built on your prayer, others' prayer. And folks, the opportunity is always available. God is always there, wanting to be that foundation in our lives. There's an old hymn that says, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Like the truck that was there, thought it was good, but then ended up, it just gave way. We don't want that in our lives. We want to know that our lives are built on that solid rock. Psalm 18 and verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my Savior, my God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He's my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." The Lord is your rock, your fortress, your Savior. God is your rock in whom you can find protection. He's your shield, the power that saves you, and your place of safety. Amen? In all that comes along, that strong foundation, it's right there. I conclude with this challenge today. No matter where you are, there's opportunities to renovate, to start over, to move spiritually to a new place, to strengthen that foundation. I'm just going to use this analogy. Every building, every house has some kind of an entrance. There's an opening or a doorway. And as you've listened today, I want you to consider a couple of things. In that opening, that doorway of a physical house, but more importantly, obviously, that spiritual life that you have, which door is most important? Is it the office door? Your business? Is it the door of your house? But once inside, who knows what goes on? Is it the door of your church? Hey, I go to church pretty regular. Is it the door of your bank? Hey, I give, or I got my investments. Maybe we go to the gym and we want to look good, we want to present ourselves, we want to take care of ourselves. Those doors are good. But say, what about the door that enters heaven? What about the door to your heart? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends." I'm just going to ask you just to bow your head for just a moment. And I know as we've shared together, I know you're here, you're listening online, that your goal is to strive to have that spiritual foundation there and to build that strong. But maybe the door that I just mentioned, maybe some are more important than others, and you realize that what you've been building on, what you've been focusing on, is not where you should be or need to be. Maybe you've neglected that spiritual foundation. You've placed your trust in other areas than God. And I say today, it's an opportunity to refocus, to reprioritize, to rebuild that spiritual foundation.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.